Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand Debril sends forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain. Glory be unto their name, for they train us to adhere to the teachings of Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Harriet Tubman, Queen Nzinga, King Hannibal, John Henry Clark, Fannie Lou Hamer, Robert Williams, Huey P. Newton, Khalid Muhammad, does not mention, but remembered in the hearts and minds and souls of those who work diligently toward the collective liberation of our people. We say, Ashe, and to the unborn soldiers, listening, watching, and waiting for their rites of passage through the portholes of love that exists between a black man and a black woman, the first trinity under God.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Real Talk with Brothers Keepers. Now, your host, Jamala, will be here soon. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams with the Master Griot Project. Brothers Keepers are featured artists of the Master Griot Project. And I'm here a little early beginning the show simply because I scheduled it for Eastern Standard Time and they're in Memphis. So that's Central Time. So it will start at 8 p.m. Central Time, which is actually 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So in the meantime, we're just going to listen to some wonderful music from their second CD, from both of their CDs. So their debut CD is The Resurrection, and their newly released CD is The Re-Education of the Negro. Now, you can purchase the CD online. You just heard Libations from The Re-Education of the Negro, and you can purchase it online at www.cdbaby.com/CD/Brothers Keeper 2. That's www.cdbaby.com/CD. /Brothers, B-R-O-T-H-A-S, Keeper, K-E-E-P-A, the number 2. So cdbaby.com/CD/Brothers Keepers 2. There you can purchase The Re-Education of the Negro. You can listen to a few tunes from the CD. It's only $12.99, and what's most phenomenal about this, proceeds from The Re-Education of the Negro all go to their outreach programs of the Brothers Keepers. They feed the homeless, several youth programs, including theater programs, and a prison youth program. So it's important work. So the purchase of the CD not only re-educates your mind, it also reaches out and helps the community. And that's the purpose. We are our Brothers Keepers. So we're going to listen here to next to Freedom, all right? And that is also by Brothers Keepers from Re-Education of the Negro.
My mind is free. Free your soul. Check it out. You try to hide me from myself.
About letting your mind be free and freedom, our upcoming, got an exciting upcoming hours with the Brothers Keeper, and they will be here really soon. And the special guest tonight is Powwow. I mean, and Powwow is a phenomenal brother. So you are in for a special treat this evening. Powwow is an artist, an activist, a revolutionary, and a good friend and good brothers to Brother Keeper. They even did a collective piece together called Below Sea Level. And you can find that video online at www.spokenwordpoetry.tv. Go check out Below Sea Level there. And that's a wonderful piece that they did together, Brother Keepers, along with Pow Wow. And Below Sea Level is also found on the new CD, what? The Reeducation of the Negro. Change your mind. So get your mind changed. Get reeducated. All righty? Let's do what we're here to do and be the people we're supposed to be. So our upcoming show, the topic is What We Don't Know. So What We Don't Know Will Kill Us. That's the topic from the upcoming show. And this here is Real Talk with Brothers Keepers. This is the phenomenal, controversial, musical, spoken word, nation builders, Brothers Keepers. They get real about the mental conditions of blacks in America, about building true, effective communities, about family values, about history, about saving our people. They don't just talk the talk, but they live the walk. This here is Real Talk with Brothers Keepers, and we're going to move on, and we're going to play a piece. This is called Philly Can Be, and this is some young people. They love to support the young people, and it's Philly Can Be is by J&R Grassroots, Teen Artist Development. They're artists, Rita and the God, G-O-D, G period, O period, D period, God Power Movement. And this here piece is called Philly Can Be. It's our young people speaking about the violence in Philly.
Change now. Can't do a lot of nothing if we cage down. It's either that or we put in the box. My bruv gone, coming back. My mom say not, he ran away.
Where he at?
The news say he shot, but what? I was told he had to get at some cheddar. Getting money get you killed and I'll be broke forever. This a hard life we live and I saw it make it better. No money, but we talking about cheese and ice. Try to get a real job, can't read and write. My little sister getting hungry, eating beans and rice. No, this was never that life I chose. Thanks to Jay and all Grant, not his life I hold.
They say real soldiers don't die, they rest in peace. So this is for my man Pat, now deceased. Understood in the hood that he was good. Stayed on his grind, y'all. Did what he should. I don't even understand what was going on. With the bang of six shots, he was instantly gone. So I pour out my soul on these beats and thank God I can walk through these streets in one piece. It's just the future that's for me. Now I notice that a change starts with me. Cause I'm young, I'm the future, and I hold the key. Grow up, be a role model like other Kali. Better yet, I'm a soul model, that's my GP. Young buck, greater purpose, aka Reese. And the difference in these streets.
Alrighty, that was Philly Can Be, and also featured artist Tox Burner, and that's the young people from their voice about the violence that we deal with every day here on the streets in Philly, and that is why it's really important to get the message from the Real Brothers Keepers, Real Talk. They need this message, they need this understanding, they need this mindset, because they are our future. And we need to give them the right mindset so that we need to build nations here. So we're going to bring on an RBG anthem as Brothers Keepers come in on the line.
Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope and a future bright, Africa has been. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it. Great black line. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depends on it, the red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it. Face shall the shells of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors bright and whole of it. Please in my soul with it. Thank God for giving it. Great black mind.
Go ahead, fellas. Let them hear it.
We say you are sorry for all that you have done. We bow down in praise for the fight and victory won. Conditioned, the seed is funky system for just what it is. Killers are these black men.
killer toppin' his car, gas can in his yard, poison in his food, leave him shaking like a retard. Cause it's the wind at his throat, check out how gorillas roll. Perry lives quick, break his arm at the elbow. Put the fire in his eyes, now you feelin' the mind cries. Riding high on black pride, trying to save black lives, we ride.
This country with y'all blood on our chest. Oh, we took 500 G's of this questionable mess. Y'all better get y'all sold to God because your butt, I'm gon' bless. The methods of the RBG is all we gon' need. And when we get it, we gon' make y'all rotten souls bleed. Oh, jeez, I think they hate the verse that I'm laying. Maybe they gon' get on their knees and just start praying. And when they crack and hit you in the back of your neck, just remember me saying, get your mind in check. Mic check, mic check. And 1, 2, 1, 2. Throw your hands up.
Indeed, indeed, red, black, and green, RBG for life. Thank you all for tuning in to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper by way of MasterGrio.com. We always have to give a shout-out to Sister Jackie for the opportunity as well as the responsibility and the honor of teaching and learning with the people at the same time. How are you out there, Internet/radio family? We have a very good show lined up for you all this evening. We will be discussing things that we don't know will kill us. Just like I said, things we do not know will kill us. There are a whole lot of plans that the United Snakes of America, that they have for our collective demise. Things that they have done, things that they're doing now, and things that they're planning on doing. And the thing is that they don't hide this. They are so arrogant. Our oppressor is so arrogant that they put it in your face and it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. What are you going to do about it? So that's what we'll be discussing this evening. You know, I guess we could have also named the show Planned Genocide. And for those of us who are maybe new to this type of information, I beg of you, do not take my word for anything. Don't listen to anything we say. Take it upon yourself to do the research and use your own method of critical thinking and use your independence of thought. And then you call us and tell us what you found out. And that's how we'll do it. That way you're teaching me and I'm teaching you. I'm learning from you and you're learning from us. So we're going to get to this tribute very quickly to one of our great, great elders. And we'll be right back with you. Real Talk with Brothers Keeper.
Thank you.
thank you for being our warrior. That is our own Sister Basha's tribute to Malcolm X. And indeed, that brother was a great warrior. And we want to welcome you all back to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. And that was very fitting for that song, as we're talking about things that we don't know will kill us. And
Malcolm
spoke of eugenics, didn't he, there, big bro?
Yes, sir. He sure did.
He spoke about
it. He sure did.
And most of us, you know, we're so occupied with day-to-day living that we really don't have time to recognize the things that are going on, you know, and we can't even say going on under the cover because they're going on in our face. But there are so many weapons of mass distraction, as Brother Prophecy likes to say, that
yes,
we
sir.
Have no idea of what's going on. How are you, David, bro?
Man, I'm doing fine and wonderful, bro.
Good.
Fine and wonderful, man. Just good to be black, good to be aware, and it's good to be talking to you too, bro.
Oh, yeah, well, likewise. Good to be black, good to be aware, and always good to talk with you, big bro.
Yes, sir.
And listen to this, big bro. Somebody emailed me this, you know, very befitting. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Lilla Rose, editor of The Advocate, a student magazine devoted to educating the UCLA community about the right to life for all human beings, had an actor pose as a prospective donor called Planned Parenthood in 5 states, offering to give money to lower the number of blacks in America and other racially motivated reasons. Not one Planned Parenthood employee rejected the money, nor did any of them object to the racist rhetoric of the caller. Below is an exchange taken from one of the calls during which the fake donor spoke with Autumn Kersey, director of development for Planned Parenthood of Idaho. This is the donor, the actor. The abortion, I can give money specifically for a black baby, that would be the purpose? The Planned Parenthood rep, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that your gift be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that the gift was earmarked for that purpose. Donor, great, because I really face trouble with affirmative action. I don't want my kids to be disadvantaged against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put it in his name. Planned Parenthood rep, yes, absolutely. Donor, and we don't. You know, we just think the less black kids out there, the better. Planned Parenthood rep, understandable. Donor, right. I want to protect my son so he can get into college. Planned Parenthood rep, all right. Excuse my hesitation. This is the first time I've had a donor call and make this kind of request. I'm so excited, and I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. Rose says she got the idea for the cause by reading about Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. She was a racist eugenist. She literally wanted to use sterilization and abortion as a tool to wipe out minority populations, especially the black community. What you think about that, big brother? Now, that's an actual dialogue between someone acting like they're wanting to donate money to Planned Parenthood, speaking to a Planned Parenthood representative. What you think about that?
Well, being that I have researched, even today you can go on the Negro Project and find out about Margaret Sanger and her affiliation with Hitler and how she used our Negro leaders, so-called appointed Negro leaders, to help her in her quest to kill us. Now, brother, I mean, I know that it may sound harsh to some who haven't did the research on Margaret Sanger. But, brother, this is just one in the many tactics that they're using us in our own demise, brother.
Exactly. And like we said before, they're so arrogant that they don't even try to hide it. It's out there. It's out there on the so-called information highway. But we are so distracted by weapons of mass distraction, we are the biggest users of Planned Parenthood.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I have 4 sisters, and I can bear witness that we used to get letters in the mail from Planned Parenthood when my sisters were like 12 and 13 years old. So they have a database. that they're using. This is how wicked our oppressor is. This is how evil they are for those of us who love to integrate. You want to integrate with the devil. These are the people you want to integrate with. And later on our show, we're going to have Brother Power calling in. It's going to be very good to talk to that brother.
Brother, very knowledgeable,
as we're having a subject tonight, things that we don't know will kill us. So we're going to have to learn to put our ear to the ground and pay attention to what's going on. And I tell you what, for those of you all just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper by way of MasterGrio.com. And for those of you who may have a question, feel free to call in at 646-716-7994. Again, that's 646-716-7994. Big bro, we're going to play a poem right now by Brother Prophecy. And as soon as we get back, we're going to get Brother Power on the line and see what he thinks about these genocidal plans. Is that cool with you, Big Bro?
Yes, sir. I'll wait.
Well, we'll be right back, y'all. Listen to this.
Wait.
Take no case, they own me in the Negro plan. HIV and vaccination for the African. Government experiments, millions have died. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide. It's a 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 genocide. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide.
It's like we waiting to die, waiting to fry. Sitting in the frying pan with a bullseye on our chest. I wonder why. Niggas hate the truth, but we in love with the lie. Praying for our enemies while our enemies try to take us out. Now you might think that's propaganda, but take a real look at what happened in Louisiana. The hurricane, one of the things that was really scary, cause New Orleans was cool until they blew up the levees. Now you might not believe that, you might can't conceive that, but it's a pattern, y'all. Take a look and you can see that. They enslaved the Africans, they killed off the natives, divided, conquered us. See, this is how they played us. They bombed Black Wall Street, bombed Philadelphia, locked niggas up. While the CIA run crack to the hood, it ain't good, cause your government is jacking ya. Police steady smacking ya, we headed for a massacre. Understand the past, you'll understand the present. The power at B don't really care about the peasants, the poor, the black, the common, the people. Make no mistakes about it, you're dealing with evil.
Project okay, they own me in the Negro plan. HIV and vaccination for the African. Government experiments, millions have died. It's not an accident, y'all, it's called genocide. It's a genocide, 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 it's not an accident, y'all, it's called genocide. Organized devastation, World Health Organization, mass inoculation, spreading AIDS through African nations, smallpox vaccination, government sponsored depopulation, targeted African Haitians and Jamaicans, see it's amazing, they planning for our elimination, we be shaking our laffy taffy, but don't be mistaken, see while we out partying, they out there taking the necessary step to have us frying just like bacon. Lock us in the oven and there'll be no escaping. You surprised when they known for the murder, robbing and raping. But while we taking our sweet time, I guess we wait on the revolution. But I wonder will the sleeping giant awake. Project Monkey, they hold me in the Negro plan. HIV and vaccination for the African. Government experiments, millions have died. It's not an accident, y'all. It's called genocide. It's a genocide. It's a genocide. It's a genocide. It's a genocide, it's a genocide, it's a genocide, it's not an accident, y'all, it's called genocide.
Indeed, indeed, that was Brother Prophet.
Yeah.
It's not an accident, y'all, it's called genocide. Mm. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, what
exactly.
A befitting song for the topic, Aiden.
Yes, sir.
I want to introduce to the people there we have on the line with us, Brother Power. What's the business, big bro? How are you?
Oh, man, doing fine out here being the Brothers Keeper satellite on the West Coast right now at this time.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's good to hear your voice, big bro. It's good to hear your voice, man. We're missing you on this front, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm in transition right now, and I was wondering, you looking at your brother's topic for tonight, man, and I've been on an info search since I've been out here on the West Coast for Brothers Keeper, and there's a lot of things going on, man, that the world needs to know about just right along here in this police state of California, Los Angeles, California, man. It's a whole lot going on that's pertaining to the subject that you brothers have for tonight.
Dig it. Elaborate, bro.
Well, first of all, brother, for Newsweek magazine came out. I think it's a monthly publication, bi-monthly publication. I'm not for sure, but the title was "Wombs for Rent," and on the cover it was a picture of a Caucasian woman with pregnant, and she had womb for rent on the side of her stomach. And basically, what the article was entailing is that women now are being used as basically hosts for implantations and test tube birth.
Right.
And they're being paid a specific fee for doing so, basically just like rent a room. So it's just like you have a warehouse full of women that's volunteering for a particular project, and they go there to this project, and they're artificially inseminated, and they're doing the term, and they're carrying the babies. The children can be genetically engineered. Yes, the technology is upon us as we speak. And you can pick it up. Don't believe what I'm saying. Pick it up for Newsweek for yourself. It's called Wombs for Rent. And you can read the article that's stating about how you can tailor make your babies. Blue eyes, blonde hair, intelligence, size,
cloning.
Even.
Yeah, cloning.
Cloning. Yeah, that's where we are right now, bros.
Mm-hmm. Things that we don't know will kill us. And, for this to be the so-called role model country, does not that sound similar to Hitler's plan?
Hitler said he got everything that he knew from the United States.
That's right. That's right. I mean, in actuality, the United Snakes of America has done things to its own citizens that will make Hitler blush.
Yes.
And, brothers, to further that, I understand that you were talking about Margaret Sanger and her illustrious evil with the inception of the Planned Parenthood program. And it's ironic that in the state of California, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor, which is not even a United States citizen, just to put that out there, $70 billion have been allotted to health care, to provide health care for the jails only in California, all by itself. $70 billion in health care for prisoners that are incarcerated. Now, the ramifications behind this. Exactly, medical apartheid. They open doors for experimentation because, you know, once you are convicted of a felony, you are no longer a citizen. You are committed back to slavery, as once again stated on your constitution.
That is.
So we must check that. And why isn't it being spent on education is my question.
Yeah. Like Yale said, medical apartheid. Anything to you behind their walls is legal.
Oh yes.
I mean, if you all have never read that book, Medical Apartheid, by Sister Harriet Washington, you need to get that book. It'll tell you about a lot of these things that have been going on that are right up under our nose, just like the MK Ultra program,
right,
which the United States government, with the CIA, introduced disease mosquitoes in 1960. In Florida and Georgia to see how the people would react to whatever these mosquitoes were giving them in order for them to base their decision on whether they would use that against foreign agents or not. That's the MK Ultra program. Don't believe me? Check it out.
And as we said earlier, you know, the whole thing with Margaret Sanger, you know, you find Planned Parenthood mostly in black neighborhoods.
Exactly.
You know, so there is an enemy waiting to destroy us. I mean, they've been destroying us. And we just have to really wake up and recognize what's going on. Like we said earlier, they don't hide this from us at all. You know, it's not like we have, you know, information, the top secret things. You know, Brother Powell, what did you say you found that article in Newsweek?
Yeah, that's a Newsweek.
Newsweek magazine. You see how public that is?
I always put it right before your face because they still hold tight to the steadfast saying that most Africans don't read. You hide it in the book, you can hide it from them altogether.
Exactly. For those of you all just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We have Brother Powell on the line with us. Our subject of discussion is what we don't know will kill us. And we're going to be right back with that subject. We're going to get to some music very quickly. And we're going to get right back to the subject. It's a very important subject. You know, we have to really learn to do some type of research. You know, we have to stop entertaining BS all the time.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to have to learn to, you know, take something seriously, your life.
Exactly.
I mean, TV was invented. What you remember we were talking about the British Empire?
Mm-hmm.
And they require their citizens to have, what, 12 hours of entertainment per day?
And exactly.
Keep them docile.
Exactly.
That's
what's the mass distraction?
It's the very same thing. I mean, we don't know. The world is melting around us, and we have no idea about it at all.
You're so right,
period,
brother.
Period.
And we don't. And most of us don't want to know about it. And that's the bad part.
That's the bad.
When you train a race of people not to even care about whether they're dying or not, you train a race of people not to care what they put in their mouths. You train a race of people not to care about the drinking water being polluted all over the country. You want to train a person not to care about whether their brother or sister died right next door to them. Man, that's the game, man, and it's working. It's
right.
Working. But we have the people, those of us who know, we have a responsibility of saying that. We can no longer be quiet and apologetic for saying the things that are really happened to us. No one should have to apologize for telling the truth, because white people don't have to apologize for telling the truth.
Yeah, they don't even have to apologize for lying.
Exactly.
I think, brother, what's happening is we've lost our history too. There's an ancient city, and it used to be what was called Cush, in the Cushite area called Sumner, and the people mysteriously disappeared in Sumner. And it was a traveler, as is stated by a passage in the book "Destruction of Black Civilization" by Chancellor Williams, that says, "What became of the black people of Sumner?" The traveler asked the old man. For ancient records show that the people of Sumer were black. What happened to them? Ah, the old man said, they lost their history. So they died.
That's right. That's right.
So if you're not understanding what Sankofa is, you return to your past so you can understand your future and will not repeat the mistakes
exactly.
of the past.
Exactly.
Absolutely correct, brother.
And that is more than correct. You're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. We're speaking with our special guest today, Brother Power. We're going to get back to some music very quickly, and then we'll be right back with some education. Check this out.
My mind is free. Free your zone. Check it out. You try to hide me from myself. Slavery, we were kings and queens, proclaimed.
about what we do. 'Cause controlling our minds means they control our actions too. Refuse to be a victim of their mental attacks. Take your power back.
Freedom, freedom, just like Brother Power said right before we went to the musical break, we have lost our history, and pretty soon we will lose our lives. So we must get free. We must get back to who we are and whose we are so that we will be able to recognize what's been going on with us. For those of you all just listening in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Got a Yay Lay and Brother Power is our special guest. How you doing, brothers?
Yay, yay.
Wonderful, wonderful, brothers.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to read something that went on in Memphis on last weekend. As a subject of discussion is what we don't know will kill us. Operation Sudden Impact targets terrorists. More than 50 law enforcement agencies gathered in Memphis late last Saturday and early Sunday to catch criminals. The purpose of the multi-agency crackdown on crime, dubbed Operation Sudden Impact, was to expose terrorist activity in the Mid-South. The sweep resulted in the arrest of almost 80 people. 31 were fugitives. Now the federal government will determine if any of the suspects have ties to terrorism. Potential terrorists are smart people, said Chief Jeff Dyer of the U.S. Coast Guard. They utilize every advantage they can find. Operation Sudden Impact united 53 state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. Shelby County Sheriff Mark Luttrell said information gathered during the 24-hour crime-fighting effort will be cross-referenced with a Homeland Security terrorist database. We have to be on a constant alert on every level, Luttrell said, at the rural areas and the urban areas. Luttrell said agencies at every level need to communicate because smaller crimes often lead to bigger crimes. Case in point, Sheriff's Department Patrolman Jason Case Kabaku pulled over a driver for improperly displaying a temporary tag. A closer look revealed that the driver had no insurance and no license. Most criminals caught by the sweep did not have terrorist ties, but law enforcement said you can't be too careful. Terrorism is an event that can happen anywhere, the trail said, even in Memphis. Look at this here. I don't even want to say anything. One of you brothers get that.
And also, brothers, letting you know that they're going from the Arab terrorists to the black terrorists. This has all been a training ground for them to impose urban guerrilla warfare and terrorism in our communities right here in the United States. So they're over there. This is a training exercise for them, man, going in and kicking people's doors across seas over there. They're going to be kicking their doors right here. And if they label you a terrorist and put you in their database, then you'll never escape that, brother.
No.
That's some stuff that's going on right here, right now. And this, what they call the new, this new thing, what they call them?
Operation Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact is the same thing as Strike Force.
Yeah, right.
They're used to a clean sweep. And all these other different names that they've had, it's the same thing. They're doing the same thing that they did when all the hoopla happened last year, brothers.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing.
Very same thing. Right. What are your thoughts on that, Brother Powell?
Well, it's exactly that, and it's the propagation of fear. Because in order for the plan to work that has been laid out for our future, the people must be afraid. And if you label everyone a domestic terrorist, even their own seeds, which is exactly what's happening, because none of those 80 arrests produced anything that had any kind of terrorist ties.
Yes,
you're labeling your own seeds as domestic terrorists.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. You label your seeds, and you're going to offer them up to the gods, U.S. currency, as Brother Keeper said so eloquently on that CD.
Yes.
And that's what we're bearing witness to. And it's happening nationwide because in California they have Operation Garden Plot, which has already been called for by the people. I think I related this to Brother Ayele on a couple of weeks back, that it was a shooting of a brother by the name of Derek Shaw in Los Angeles in the Crenshaw area where I live right now, temporarily living right now. And the brother was in the paper portrayed as a high school sports figure, this, that, and the third. And they were saying that the people were domestic terrorists. And they were calling it Latino gangs because in California it's a propagation between Latino and black. And they're saying that they were it's terrorism, and the people are taking to the streets, and they're basically asking for the National Guard in California.
Yeah.
No, Los Angeles, just for your information, right quick, brother. Los Angeles, California is basically under martial law right now. I've been here for about 3 weeks now, and there are cameras, photo enforcement of not only traffic laws, but of misdemeanor laws as well. There's satellite tracking that goes on in Los Angeles that can photo right in the front of your home from Google satellite search, and it's unheard of, and it's basically martial law. It's basically regulated for. It's basically King Alpha playing all without the name that's being put down on us.
Exactly.
So we have to be ever cognizant about our fear and control our fear and take care of our own situations in our neighborhoods.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. And again, how was Hitler able to pull off what he pulled off under the guise of
Homeland Security?
That's right.
You know what, brother? It's an unconscious awakening I see that's happening amongst the people. I mean, we have still the majority of the masses of the people are deaf, dumb, and blind. But it's a cross-section of people that's beginning to read and to disseminate this information that's being put out. And it gives you a slight glimmer of hope, even though some will fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Some that has been diligent soldiers will fall by the wayside. But at the same time, there's going to be 10 more to replace that one that falls. So we gotta stay diligent and at this time now it's not time to talk, it's time to move.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
And as you speak on that mass awakening, brother, I was reminded that I heard something to the effect of Alicia Keys making some very much needed statements about hip hop and it being used as a tool for a ploy to get black folks to kill each other. You just don't hear that kind of statement coming from those kind of figures anymore. Not like you used to do back in the 60s when everything
right.
was political. You know what I'm saying? When people that were in the know spoke out against what was going on in the government and what is going on in the land. But it's going to have to take a resurgence of that, brothers and sisters. It's going to have to be black men and women who know about what's going on. The blood of your children is on your hands if you know the truth and you don't speak out against it.
That's right.
You are to bear the blood and the shame from the ancestors and the Creator for not doing what it is that the Creator has told you to do.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. We can no longer sugarcoat this thing.
Right.
No. I mean,
people
have to call it what it is. A jack of spades, seven on the second row, there's craps in the cars fall where they may, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We can't, just continue to sugarcoat this stuff, you know, in the name of political correctness. Ain't nobody ever been politically correct to black folk.
No,
at all.
So we got to stop worrying about hurting everybody else's feelings and warning our people. You know,
exactly.
What our Christian brothers and sisters say, we got to sound the horn.
Exactly.
You know, we have to sound the horn. Yele, speak about the Blue Bean Project.
Yes, sir. Now, for all of the brothers and sisters out there in radio/internet land, being that you are familiar with the computer, let's use your black hands to push in those black and white keys and punch in the Blue Bean Project. That's Blue, B-E-A-M Project. And this project is simply... what is really showing its hand in the religious sector when you have the government who are making satellites that are sent into outer space that will beam back into the world, the second coming of Jesus Christ, to invoke all of this mayhem and chaos that they have in store for us. Mm-hmm. Imagine not just one person seeing this hologram that's being produced in the sky. Imagine 200 people seeing this hologram along with the cell phone towers putting into your mind the message to go kill all non-believers. Mm-hmm. Imagine what kind of devastation that we'll have in this land where brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers will fight against one another because they've seen a fictitious entity in the sky.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. And that brothers and sisters, that information that Brother Yale just handed down to you is quite correct, because I have read that for myself, the Project Bluebeam. And Project Bluebeam is an old component of NASA. So you mm-hmm. can also log on to the NASA website and go into the search engine and put Project Bluebeam in there as well and see for yourself and read it from the horse's mouth. Don't believe nothing
exactly.
that you hear on this internet show. Go ahead and Google it up and read it for yourself and make your own decision.
That's
because we have to sound the alarm, like the brother said. We have to sound the alarm, and if you haven't gotten it by now, I don't think you're gonna get it. And time has run out.
Oh yeah, and it's very interesting that you say time has run out. Brother Powers, you probably already know Dr. Claude Anderson did a speech, a two-hour speech at Fred Price's church.
I cannot believe that, man.
Yeah,
that was shocking to me.
That tripped me out, you know. I mean, and the brother didn't sugarcoat anything. Well, we know, you know, Mr. Anderson is not going to sugarcoat anything. He's, you know, a no-compromise type brother. And the brother, you know, he said just exactly what Powell just said. You know, if we don't get it together right now as far as protecting ourselves and building some type of structure in order to sustain ourselves on an independent basis, Claude Anderson gave us to 2013.
Hmm. I mean, excellent. And that's another thing. It's good that you brought up that year, 2013, because people must understand the ramifications that comes forth in the year 2012.
Hmm.
That's not only indicated by the Mayan calendar, but also indicated by the Acabalon calendar, which is Africa, for those that don't know, which is the African calendar from major countries all over the continent of Africa, from Ghana to South Africa to Zimbabwe to Tanzania. All of them have the same revelation as far as 2012, and it's not a spiritual thing. It's not like we're going to see some white guy come down on the crack of clouds and with doves flying everywhere. No, it's the earth regenerating itself from the destruction that has happened to it. We must connect. Everything is related. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we must bring that forth, because for African people, which we are spiritual people. And that doesn't mean to get down on your knees and pray, people. That means that we are at one with nature. We understand the roots and the herbs and how to heal thyself. We understand the need for your hour of sun every day to produce enough iron and feed your melanin in your body. We must return to that if we are going to survive. If not, we're going to continue to think with European mindsets, and we're going to perish right along with our oppressors.
Exactly. You all are listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper, and we have a very special guest on the line with us tonight. We have Brother Power, and he's discussing with us things that we don't know will kill us. And we're going to take a musical break very quickly, and then we'll be right back. So check this out.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate. Black people, black countries, black future. Do you really want freedom? While preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding, while rocking away into death, fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left. Get free or die trying, cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Put me a old lockdown, burn it down, get them out. Rap brown lockdown, it's a wretch and turn it out. The gin of six, Halliburton getting rich. Marcus did some f***ed up a with a snap, crack, a pop, pop, drop and lock. Boom. White supremacy oppressing you and me. Real, no time for no blame with no answer from my chest. So watch me shoot at this from my people being oppressed.
I gotta roll. I gotta gotta run.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta run.
I gotta run. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. We trying to set our people free and let you down. Or you not stop the sale of them. Get them cops up off my block. Ain't got no time for no Xbox. Lost my mind, I gotta stay up on my grind. Ain't got no time to let go. We in a vibe of stupidity. With that TV, VH1, Flavor Flav, MTV, and BET. Go! Watch your spinners roll while we in. Thoughts of prayer, go! There's no shabby thing while we get locked up.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I'm
trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.
I gotta
roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. Why you pimping now? I gotta roll. Why that monkey is showing?
I gotta roll.
Since our mind is distracted, I gotta roll. While oppression is happening,
I gotta roll.
While we ride to that good bump, bounce and we get crunk. Lean and we walk and we on that good. On that good bump. Love when that drunk. Eat and we drink and we splurge in the street. Half of us still living dumb. Unemployment growing up. Brother getting pulled over by the pigs and get shot up.
I gotta roll,
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll, I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Mothers and fathers, while you at the club shining, your sons and daughters are dying. Car rims, misguided priorities, sports team affiliations, man, their weapons of mass distraction, but yo dumb, keep buying. What about freedom? What about justice? What about equality? What about our history? Man, I guess y'all don't give a damn about that. Man, I gotta roll, 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 roll.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
I gotta roll,
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.
Yes, indeed, trying to catch up on my freedom. Like you said, hey, Brother Power, it's time to move. We can't just talk about it. We got to move. We got to move on it. We want to welcome you all back to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper as we're speaking with Brother Power tonight. And the subject of discussion is what, ELA?
Man, what you don't know will kill you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Brother ELA, explain to the listening audience about the King Alfred Plan.
Well, we know from one of the great political revolutionaries that we have today, Sister Cynthia McKinney, who so graciously read this on CNN one evening. The King Alfred Plan is a contingency plan to quash any racial uprising in the United States within an 8-hour period of time. The federal prisons that were supposedly closed for renovation or closed for whatever purposes are manned by armed guards 24 hours a day. In the event that there is a racial uprising, these prisons that have been closed will be opened up again to house the black people that were part of this racial uprising. Within an 8-hour period of time, every hour they have it calculated to whereas the individual, the pastors, the preachers will be a part of the game used to keep the people quiet and docile and moving in the manner that they want them to. For instance, they will come under the guise of a so-called chemical spill at 4 o'clock in the morning, telling the individual that we evacuate this area due to a chemical spill. If you want to be, we need you to step outside and get on this bus. Well, unbeknownst to the people that that bus or that train or that truck will be taking them into ready-made concentration camps. Every area in the country has been gridded, and they know exactly where they're going to take everybody, every part of this country. So there's really no way to escape that. So, brothers and sisters, if you don't know anything about the King Alfred Plan, please, anything that you hear on this station, on this site, don't take it that I said it. because I read it, just like you can read it.
Right, right.
Do your own research on it.
That's right, and use your independence of thought and your own critical thinking. Again, this is nothing that is opinionated. The three of us, as we keep stating, you know, please read the information for yourself. And I want to read another article that was sent to me earlier today. Halliburton confirms concentration camps already constructed. On February 17, 2006, in a speech to the Council of Foreign Relations, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke to the harm of being done to the country's security, not just by the enemy, but also by what he called new informers, who needed to be combated in a contest of wills. In 2002, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced his desire to see camps for U.S. citizens deemed to be enemy combatants. A Defense Department document entitled The Strategy for Homeland Defense and Civil Support has set out a military strategy against terrorism that envisions an active layered defense both inside and outside U.S. territories. In the document, the Pentagon pledges to transform U.S. military forces to execute homeland defense missions in the U.S. homeland. The strategy calls for increased military reconnaissance, and surveillance. The Washington Post reported on February 15, 2006, that the National Counterterrorism Center's Central Repository holds the names of 325,000 terrorist suspects and a fourfold increase since the fall of 2003. A Pentagon official said the Counterintelligence Fields Activities Talon, T-A-L-O-N, program has amassed files on anti-war protesters. Shortly after Bush orchestrated 9/11, he issued Military Order No. 1, which empowered him to detain any non-citizen as an international terrorist or enemy combatant. Today, that order extends to U.S. citizens as well. Halliburton subsidiary KBR has been awarded a contract, announced the Department of Homeland Security's United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
There it is.
Powell, what you think about that?
Man, it's amazing that even with you reading that article, that some of your listeners are not going to take heed and even do the research for themselves. Until they find themselves in that particular hour at 4 a.m. in the morning, their doors are being knocked on and banged on by the National Guard, telling them that there has been a chemical spill close to their local train station, and they're going to be evacuated. And in their blind ignorance, not calling people ignorant, but ignorant of certain facts, which can be constituted as ignorance, you're going to get on the van. You're going to be transported, and you will never be seen again.
Yes.
And it's amazing that I forgot the particular gentleman's name, that we have a tape, an actual audio tape, the white gentleman explains how he has had this conversation with his black friends, quote-unquote black friends, and he said, sadly to say, that they have seen the memo, they've heard the documentation, and they still would not believe it. They just do not feel like the oppressor will do them like that as such.
Yeah.
Katrina should be a wake-up call.
It should be. It should be. Not only Katrina, but I mean, who hasn't heard of the Tuskegee experiment?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, using biblical text again, you know what I'm saying? We worse than Thomas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The evidence is in our face.
That's why it takes, it says that state about Dr. Huey P. Newton, power is the ability to define phenomena and have it act in a desired manner. So we must take it upon ourselves to have personal power and identify the phenomena which is happening right now before our eyes. We are watching, bearing witness to the dismantling of the religious system as we know it. Because
we can say
between 5 to 10 years ago in the past, you do not hear any brothers like Dr. Ray Higgins, Ashraf Quayle, or Nicole Noko Rashidi, except for in their particular local areas. Now these brothers are worldwide and international. So there's that number that no one can guide, and we must stop looking for leaders. If you have a leader in a particular ideology, he is the ideology, and he will be killed.
Exactly.
So therefore, you must be your own leader, look in the mirror, and become your own leader, and be accountable for your own deeds and your own actions.
That's
how we're going to remedy this. We're not going to remedy this with Michael Eric Dyson or Cornel West speaking for us, or Wiley Thomas, the other guy that parades around Africa with a Harvard University T-shirt on. They're not. They don't speak for my African people.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like we say all the time, you know, history, when told correctly, does not lie.
Exactly.
And if you look from a historical aspect, every leader that we've ever had has been taken away from us. Because the concept, if you are sheep led by a shepherd, if your shepherd get killed, then the sheep are lost to wander in the forest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Brothers and sisters, we got to be our own leaders around here.
That's right.
And if the people are giving you the information, please, please, I'm begging you to do the research on what it is that you hear so that you'll know for yourself. What we just described with this Rex 84 plan is the same thing that led the Jews to their demise in Germany.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we also want to add again, you know, do not take our word for any of this, you know, and all we have to really do is look at the history of the United Snakes of America.
Right.
They dropped the bomb on the MOVE organization. They
mm-hmm. dropped the bomb.
Yeah, you know, they flooded the homes and set them on fire. Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rodney King riot. There were tanks riding down the street in L.A.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I've been witness to that personally. I was there.
Exactly. I remember hearing you speak about that. So, you know, I mean, this is nothing that we're pulling out the, you know, just pulling out the air, you know. And Brother Powell and myself, we have asthma, so, you know, we need all the air we can get, so we're not just talking to hear ourselves talk.
You know, exactly.
We can say that, can't you, bro?
That's right.
You know, so we love you enough, you know, to put our lives on the line and tell you what's going on, you know, and we just have to wake up and, you know, call it what it is. It is what
yes,
it is.
It is what it is.
Evil, and they want to kill us, basically. That's it on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, brothers and sisters, if you're familiar, well, I'll make this statement like this. Go and Google search a brother named Kamau Cambone.
Yes.
K-A-M-U-K-A-M-B-O-N. He is a Ph.D. professor or an ex-professor from one of the most prestigious so-called black colleges, HBCUs, and take a gander at his perspective on the situation for the African and the remedy for the African at this particular moment. I'm not going to make the statement, but I'm going to let you read it for yourself.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well,
hello.
And
we really want to thank you all for tuning in to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Any last comments, brothers?
Love y'all and love yourselves.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is Power the Poet, the satellite for Brothers Keeper in on the West Coast. We're bringing it back down south, nationwide, worldwide. Keep your head up, Africans, and keep fighting and stay African.
Yes, indeed. And for those of you all who are tuning in, Sister Jackie just played the RBG anthem. Not only is Power an intellectual, the brother is also a gifted artist. You heard him on the second verse of the RBG anthem. So that's him throwing the liberation lyrics out for us, not only in the education style, but also in the edutainment style.
Exactly.
Brother Yaley likes to say sometimes we have to put a little medicine in applesauce in order for the baby to take it. So
that's right.
Brother Powell is very, very good at doing that, and we were honored to speak with you on this evening, brother.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
Always.
Well, my people, we love to say some more, but we got to go. It's truly been the ball, but I'm afraid that's all, y'all. So y'all look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am. A revolutionary.
To the heart of revolution.
Yes, indeed. Let's go make good change. Black people love y'all. Real talk with brothers.
Our young girls, our daughters, our baby sisters become unwed mothers before they are hardly in their teens. 12 years old, 11 years old, 13 years old. Running around here with babies. Our community has thousands of unmarried mothers, mothers who have no hope of ever getting a husband. All they can get is another baby, and another baby, and another baby, but never a husband. And because of this, our community has tens of thousands of little black babies who have no father to act as their protector or their provider.